Friends, U.S. population just passed 300 million this week. 300 million. That's a lot of motherfuckers, isn't it? America's a great big old place. You ever driven across the United States of America? You ever been from one end to the other? Friends, I don't want to brag, but I rode a bicycle from California all the way to Virginia. America is fucking big. And anybody starts talking about, you know, we're running out of room, we're running out of room, we're running out of landfill for our garbage. Maybe they're running out of landfill for their garbage in New York City. But they've, one, never been to upstate New York, or two, never been to Utah, Nevada, fucking empty. Arizona, largely empty. America is huge. And if we got 300 million people in this country, that's going to kind of put that whole immigration problem in perspective. You know, you see these commentators, Lou Dobbs. Oh, Lou Dobbs, he hates an illegal immigrant. He thinks the government ought to do something about it. He constantly talks about the swarm, the tide, the tidal wave. You know, the massive influx. Pat Buchanan, they've got on the high horse against, you know, immigrants, mainly coming, about more than half of them probably coming from down in Mexico. They're saying that there's 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants in the United States right now. Well, let's take them at their face value. I don't know how many there are. Nobody probably knows. Let's say there's 10 million. Let's say there's 10 million illegal immigrants, mainly coming from Mexico and Central and South America and the Caribbean islands, are in the United States right now. 10 million. Well, if we got 300 million people, that ain't very many, right? You know, what's 10 million compared to 290 million? Well, friends, I got a calculator out and did a little math. That's 3.3%. That means 96% of America is not an illegal immigrant. Now, I don't know at what point it becomes, you know, a massive influx, a overwhelming tide, a tidal wave, but I do know that 3%, it can't be a tidal wave of anything. Okay, let's say, you know, because they started out, the number everybody was using was 10 million. Now, Lou Dobbs and Pat Buchanan have just doubled it. And I don't know, you know, if they smoked a lot of weed one night. They drank a bunch of tequila. They had some kind of dick measuring contest. And they used a special ruler. It makes your dick look 9 inches long. But somehow they doubled the number. Let's double it. It's still less than 7%. Now, that's getting a little bit bigger. But I got to tell you, friends, no matter what it is, whether it's 2%, 3%, you know, this sounds like milk. 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%. If you have 100 people in front of you and only 3 or 4 or 5 of them are illegal immigrants, you'd be hard-pressed to pick them out of the crowd of the 100 people in front of you. And another thing about all this, most of your illegal immigrants are where? They're near where they came in. They're, you know, I see a bunch of them here in California. I don't know if they're illegal or not, but I know some of them have to be. I live in San Diego. Hell, I live 15 miles from the border. I'm broadcasting from the Shack by the Sea in Coronado, California. So there's going to be illegal immigrants here in San Diego. And there's going to be some in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas and down there in Florida. A lot of people are going to come in on boats down there in Florida. But think about, you know, what about Montana? Huh? What about Minnesota? Well, you know, America, Iowa. America is fucking huge. 300 million people. Illegal immigrants are approximately somewhere between 3 and 5%. Now, friends, I'm not saying we shouldn't do anything about this problem, but I think we need to calm the fuck down. You know, at 10% or 20%, let's say there are, I think there's about 40 million people in California. If 1 in 4, if all 10 million illegal immigrants were in California, then I'd start to notice. I'd say, hey, man, sure is a lot of damn Mexicans around here. You know, if if every one of them was in California, it would still be 3 out of 4 people wouldn't be an illegal immigrant. You know, I think a tidal wave would be something like, I don't know, 30, 40, 50%. Friends, we're at 3%, 4%, 5%. We're at the bottom end of single digits. Now, I'm not saying we don't have a problem. We do have a problem, and I'm going to fix it. Look, you put me in charge, I'll fucking fix it. We need to secure the border. We need to secure the border so people can't easily get into the country. I agree with that. Let's secure the border. You know, let's build a fence. Let's put troops down there. Secure the border so people can't easily get into the country. Two, we need to find people. We need to make it difficult for people to hire illegal immigrants. This is the key to the whole thing. If you can't get a job over here without having some kind of working card or something, people will stop coming and they'll start getting the working cards. You know, right now, a lot of conservative Republicans are the ones who hire. A lot of conservative Republicans are the ones who hire these illegal immigrants at lower than going wages, and they're the same ones who complain about them. It's very confusing. Look, 90% of the illegal immigrants who come over here are law-abiding, tax-paying, you know, Americans who want to bring their family over here, and they want to go to church, and they want to live a regular life. They're just coming over here for the economic opportunity. So the first thing we need to do, stop them from coming, crawling across the border. Second thing we need to do, stop hiring them. We need to find a way. We need to make it financially, economically unpleasant for American companies to hire illegal workers. The fines have to be too high. The prison term. Just make it too big a hassle. You know, if people stopped hiring illegal workers, a lot of them would go home. Now, we got a lot of them here now. What are we going to do with them? Well, we got to figure out some way to make them part of America. We got to figure out some kind of... Look, there's a lot of smart people up in Washington, people with two law degrees and shit, that can sit down and figure out a way to keep the good ones, let them become citizens over time. You know, the people who refuse to, you know, to get the working card or whatever it is, to get on the track towards citizenship, the people who refuse to do that, we hunt them down, we run them out. The U.S. companies that refuse to hire documented workers, we hunt them down, we run them out. So the problem is solved. You know, we figure out how many jobs we got, we figure out how many people we're going to let in. It's not, we are not being taken over by Mexicans or Caribbeans or Central Americans. It's fear. It's fear-mongering. Oh, yeah. It's fear-mongering. People are afraid of what, you know, of something different. They were afraid of the blacks, afraid of the Jews, afraid of the Irish, afraid of the Italians. They're afraid of everything. People are a bunch of goddamn pussies. Like I said, open the doors of perception. Eat some psychedelic mushrooms. Pull back the veil of mendacity. Don't be afraid. Be smart. Mojo Nixon. See you next week, freaks. Right here, Sirius 102, the home of Lying Cocksuckers.
You've been listening to
Mojo Nixon's Lying Cocksuckers.
With Mojo Nixon.
Lying Cocksuckers.
You can send emails, but it won't do any good. You can call, you can write, still, Bupkis. Mojo will be back next week, speaking the harsh and unvarnished truth about Democrats and Republicans, calling a spade, sticking it to the man, refusing to be hornswoggled by
lying cocksuckers!